I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, my good colleague. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes political economics. And in these hours and these days, there have been waves of protests in London, waving Palestinian flags and pointing to headlines that come from the Middle East. Right now, we're waiting for headlines about the peace talks said to be underway in Cairo. However, Joseph guides me to a column that appeared in the London Times by Matthew Syed over these last days. The columnist went into some of the protesting crowds and asked questions. I asked a simple question at a pro-Palestinian protest, and it turned ugly, goes the headline. Police arrested 493 people at the protest in Trafalgar Square. This is Dateline's October 4th, where I encountered, says the columnist, abuse, swearing, ignorance, virulent, unthinking anti-Semitism. Joe, I come to you because the headline today says that the Prime Minister, Mr. Starmer, says these protests are un-British. Sort this out for me. Who are the protesters? Because I did some numbers here. There are 4 million Muslims in Britain of 66 million people. Of those, very few of the Muslims that are there are actually from Arab states most involved in the fighting in the Middle East. The rest are from the South Asian Muslim worshippers. That's the great number. So we're not talking about a great big base to draw from for these protests. That, ergo, the only conclusion I can come to is that there are young British citizens who were born in Britain and are waving Palestinian flags. Why?
Why indeed? I mean, there is no good reason that anyone in Britain should care so much about this particular conflict, except for reasons that we'll get onto in a minute. I mean, what has been going on here over the past week has been truly terrible and perplexing. John, you and I haven't spoken since the terror attack on the synagogue north of Manchester last week. And the response to that from these protest movements has basically been, we don't care. So you've had a series of ongoing protests, some of it ostensibly in defense of the free speech rights of a group called Palestine Action, which has been proscribed by the government as a terror organization. And a lot of protesters are glomming on to that issue to try to present what they are doing in the streets as a free speech issue. But, you know, the fact that they are protesting in the way that they are, particularly after the terror attack last week, and the way that they are choosing to protest on the anniversary of the Hamas invasion of Israel that started this war, and yet targeting their ire at Israel instead of at Hamas, and the total indifference that these protesters seem to feel, or even ignorance of, the actual ongoing negotiations about peace talks, which is something that Matthew Syed comment highlights. It's hard to reach any conclusion other than the fact that these people don't actually care about what is happening in Gaza. They don't particularly care about the Palestinians, but they do care very much that Israel is involved on one side of this conflict. And this is also bringing into focus an unholy alliance of sorts between the anti-Semitism that bubbles along on various reaches of the far left and anti-Semitism that bubbles along in Islamist circles. And it's that alliance that you're tending to see in these street protests by people who, other than the anti-Semitism, wouldn't seem to have any particular stake in events in Gaza or Israel.
So we're looking at uninformed youth here marching because it's fashionable and because anti-Semitism never really went away. Is that it? Is that a conclusion?
Yeah, although I would be careful about using the word uninformed there, because, I mean, it's absolutely true that they are uninformed about the specific contours of the war that is going on and the truth of what is happening in Gaza. And they're uninformed about the extent to which so much of what you hear is actually propaganda coming from Hamas. But this is not an information problem, because they ultimately don't care about any of that. That doesn't seem to be the thing that is motivating them. And so they are very informed about the thing that does matter to them, which is that they don't like Israel.
And the Prime Minister calling them un-British, is that articulate in Britain? I don't know.
Well, I think that the problem that the government is running into is that officials have realized in a hurry, especially after last week's terror attack at the synagogue, how dangerous these currents of anti-Semitism in British society are. And the government has also realized that it has been allowing the situation to run out of control for far too long, and that it is, you know, they're starting to worry, I think, about what they can do about it. So I think that all of this talk about, you know, calling the protests un-British and trying to discourage the protesters from participating or from organizing them is actually an acknowledgement of the fact that the government doesn't have any tools to stop this effectively. And that is despite the fact that you often have reports from these protests that people are engaging in particular forms of, you know, speech and anti-Semitic speech in particular, these protests that is currently illegal under British law. And yet the authorities are choosing not to pursue those cases.
Justin Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,